This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The currency trade is part of what's behind the slipperiness in emerging markets the past couple of weeks. See also the Turkish lira and the Argentine peso, right? Just like Felix was talking about. Foreign exchange can be, all in all, a pretty volatile place, which, of course, leaves some room for questionable, shall we say, trades. So U.S. and European regulators are investigating whether the big banks have been manipulating the global currency market through a little-known number called the 4 p.m. fix. Christopher Worth reports now from London.
Every day, traders buy and sell over $5 trillion worth of euros and Japanese yen and U.S. dollars. And unlike the stock market's closing bell at the end of the day, the trade in currency practically never stops.
The foreign exchange market is the only market that operates 24 hours.
Joe Marston is a small-time retail foreign exchange trader. He says the foreign exchange market draws a line in the day's trading every day at 4 p.m. London time. Marston says whatever exchange rates happen to be within a 60-second window become what's known as the 4 p.m. fix.
The 4 p.m. fix was devised so everybody around the world knows what the price is at 4 o'clock. So that's the benchmark.
And it's an important benchmark. Multinational companies and pension funds use it as a price to make enormous foreign currency deals. And regulators suspect traders may have rigged the 4 p.m. fix to make more profit. And here's how. The day I visited Marston, the euro just hovered at about $1.35 in U.S. dollars.
It hasn't really moved. It's such a quiet market today.
But just moments before the 4 p.m. fix is set, the numbers on Marston's screen start to tick.
It's moving up a little bit. Sometimes the market can actually move quite violently a few minutes before.
And that's what's attracted the attention of U.S. and European regulators. Mark Taylor is a former currency trader, now dean at Warwick Business School. He says if you look at the 4 p.m. fix over several months, you start to see a very suspicious pattern.
Round about exactly 4 p.m., there appear to be jumps in the exchange rate that disappear after a few minutes. What it suggests is that people are deliberately trying to manipulate the market around that time.
Traders at some of the world's largest banks are suspected of collaborating through online chat rooms with names like the Cartel and the Bandits Club. And the traders are believed to have conspired to combine billions of dollars in trades to shift the 4 p.m. fix. It's what's known in trader speak as banging the close.
It suggests that you're banging something in order to move it, and you've only got to move the market a small amount for a small period of time for that to translate into literally millions of dollars of profit.
Taylor says the concern is that banks make that profit by charging clients the higher 4 p.m. fix rate, while really putting currency trades through at a lower price once the market settles down. Richard Payne at Cass Business School says for the moment these are just allegations. But this is possible, he says, because the global currency market is largely unregulated and concentrated among just a handful of players.
There are only a few big banks that control the vast majority of currency trading on the planet. And we can all name them. Deutsche Bank, Barclays, UBS.
Along with Citigroup and JP Morgan. None would comment for this story, but many banks have already suspended their top currency traders as investigations continue. And any proof of wrongdoing could bring steep fines. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.